在《使徒行传》里面可以看到使徒教会的两个很重要的工人。
In Acts of the Apostles, we read about two important workers in the Apostolic Church.
一个是彼得，他是犹太人的使徒。
The first was Peter, the apostle to the Jews.
另外一个是保罗，他是外邦人的使徒。
The other was Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles.
那这两个人的工作把它合在一起，就变成福音从耶路撒冷传到地极。
And if we combine the works of these two workers, we can see the whole span of preaching the gospel from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
所以我们在教会里面的圣工，恩赐不是互相比较的，恩赐是互相搭配。
Therefore, in the church, our differing gifts are not meant to be competitive with one another, but to complement one another.
如果恩赐互相比较，就会产生你高我低，就会一种自卑或者自高的表现。
If we try to compare our gifts with each other, then we will either feel superior or inferior.
那如果恩赐互相搭配，我们就可以看到教会的成长。
However, if we complement each other with our gifts, we will help to grow the church together.
所以我们可以看到神预备他的工人来完成他自己的工作，给他们不同的恩赐。
God prepares his own workers to accomplish his work by giving them different gifts.
彼得对这个也有很深刻的了解。
Peter had a very clear understanding of this truth.
我们请看第八章，使徒行传第八章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 18.
西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下来，就拿钱给使徒。19. 19. 说你把这个权柄也给我，叫我手按谁，谁就可以受圣灵。20.
20.
彼得说：你的金子和你一同灭亡吧，因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。这里西门看见了彼得按手，圣灵就赐下来。
When Simon saw that at the laying on of Peter's hands, the Holy Spirit came down.
他很羡慕有这个权柄。
He longed to have the same kind of authority.
但是二十节彼得把这个解释说：“你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。”
But Peter said to him, "You thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money."
可见这个按手圣灵就会降下来，这是一种恩赐。
Having the Holy Spirit come down at the laying on of hands is a gift.
那神要用他，神就给他恩赐。
And God gave Peter the gift because he wanted to use him.
那我们看前面这一段圣经就是如果看第四节
，verse 4。
那些分散的人往各处传福音5.
5.
腓力下到撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督6.
6.
众人听见又看见腓力所行的神迹，就同心里听从他的话。结果腓力到撒玛利亚去传福音。
Philip went down to Samaria to preach the gospel.
而且腓力也行了神迹。
And he performed signs and wonders.
乌鬼附着，疾病都得到医治。
The demon possessed were cured, and those who were sick were healed.
连行邪术的西门看见这么大的神迹也惊讶，而来信耶稣。
Even Simon the sorcerer greatly marveled at this wonderful signs and believed in the Lord.
那这一些的事情做成，就是因为有权柄，有神给他的恩赐。
All of these were accomplished through the gifts and authority that God gave to Philip.
但是腓力虽然有行神迹的恩赐，我们发现有一件事情他做不到。
However, despite his gift of performing signs and miracles, there was one thing that Philip could not do.
就是我们看16.
Verse 16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人的身上，他们只奉耶稣的名受洗。
Yet he had fallen on none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
撒玛利亚人领受神的道。
The people in Samaria had received the word of God.
也体验到神迹。
They had experienced miracles.
啊，也接受洗礼。
They had been baptized.
但是没有得圣灵。
But they had not received the Holy Spirit yet.
哦，所以腓力的有他的恩赐，但是有一部分恩赐他也没有。
While Philip had many gifts, he also lacks some gifts.
那彼得就到那边做跟进的工作。
Peter followed up the work of Philip.
那按手在他身，他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
He laid hands on the believers, and they received the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们各这里从这里也可以看出来，这是一种啊灵统的传承。
Here we can see a succession of the spiritual legacy.
啊，因为在第二章啊，圣灵赐给当时的使徒。
In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles.
那现在福音传到撒玛利亚。
And now the gospel had been preached to Samaria.
耶路撒冷差遣这些使徒来按手，圣灵就降下来。
The church sent the apostles from Jerusalem to Samaria to lay hands on the believers so that the Holy Spirit would come upon them.
因此非常的清楚，彼得了解啊，恩赐是从神来的。
Peter knew very clearly that this gift came from God.
是从神领受的。
This gift was received from God.
啊，因此虽然彼得本身按手会圣灵降下来，他也行神迹，但是他对自己了解很清楚。
Even though Peter had the gift of laying a hand of hands to receive, for people to receive the Holy Spirit, and he also had the gift of performing signs and miracles, he knew very clearly the source of these gifts.
我们看第十章二十五节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 25.
第十章二十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 25.
说彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他，俯伏在他脚前拜他。二十六节。
26.
彼得却拉着他说：“你起来，我也是人。”啊，哥尼流虽然是百夫长，是一个军官。
Cornelius was a centurion, an officer in the army.
但他确实是很谦卑啊。
But he was a very humble person.
他对神的工人相当的尊重。
He respected and honored the worker of God.
所以彼得到他家，他就俯伏在他脚前拜他。
When Peter arrived at his house, Cornelius bowed down to worship him.
那哥尼流可能对彼得，最重要一个会让他尊敬，就是在看异象当中，天使叫他去请彼得来。
This respect for Peter, probably came from the fact that in the vision, the angel told Cornelius to send for Peter.
然后在十一章说，他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
And the angel told him that he will give you the words with which you and your household will be saved.
所以哥尼流他有他的义行。
Cornelius was a righteous man.
他的祷告也达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
His prayer reached God and was remembered by God.
因为这样，所以大家对他都称赞，他有好名的好名声。
Because of that, he had a good reputation.
哦，但是他也看到异象。
But he also saw this vision.
但是我们可以看到人的善行跟宗教的体验并不是得救的保证。
We can see here that a person's charitable deeds and righteousness. Or religious experience are not a guarantee for salvation.
有时候我们听人讲，那佛教好像慈济共和会行这么多善，他不能得救吗？
Sometimes we hear the question, will all those people of other religions who are so charitable and loving not be saved?
那在外教会对神也有这么深刻的体验，他不能得救吗？
How about all these other Christians who had so many kinds of personal experience of God? Can you say that they will not be saved?
那哥尼流确实是一个善行家。
Cornelius was indeed a very charitable person.
祷告也达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
And he also prayed, and his prayer was remembered by God.
甚至祷告也看到天使。
In fact, he even saw an angel in his prayer.
但是他的得救的关键在乎彼得到他家讲的道。
But the key to his salvation depended on the word that Peter was going to deliver to him.
天使说你要请他来，他有话告诉你，叫你跟你全家可以得救。
Because the angel told him to send for Peter so that Peter would give him the words with which he will be saved.
所以彼得到他家跟他的得救有关了。
Therefore, Peter's arrival or Peter's coming had to do with his salvation.
这个太重要了，哥尼流俯伏在彼得的脚前拜他。
So he had a very high respect of Peter, and that is why he bowed before Peter and worshipped him.
26节说啊，彼得却拉起说啊，我也是人。
26, but Peter lifted him up, saying, Stand up, I myself am also a man.
他知道他的权柄是领受的。
He knew that this gift was received.
他的职分是领受的。
His ministry was received.
他的恩赐是领受的。
His gifts was received.
所以虽然人拜他，他不敢接受。
So even though Cornelius worshipped him, he dare not receive this worship.
这个就是他服事的一个态度。
This was Peter's attitude in serving.
因此虽然能力很大，工作很大，没有因为这个样子就骄傲而跌倒。
Despite his great gifts and power, Peter did not fall or stumble because of his pride.
那彼得受逼迫，第四点。
Fourth point, Peter under persecution.
在使徒行传前后这两个工人都受到逼迫。
Both of the key workers in Acts underwent persecution.
所以我们可以看出来圣工不断的兴旺，但这个逼迫也是继续来到。
As the work of God continued to prosper, persecutions also persisted.
所以如果我们期待说做圣工都不要受苦从圣经看起来这是很难得的一个现象。
So we can see that it is quite unrealistic to anticipate a persecution-free environment while we serve God.
因为做圣工是一种征战。
Because serving God or sacred work is a warfare.
做圣工是一种改变，改变人的心。
Sacred work involves the transformation of people's hearts.
所以这不只是对看得见的人，这也是对看不见那个灵。
And this work is targeted not only at human beings, but at unseen spirits.
因此我们可以发现做圣工一定会有困难。
Therefore, we will definitely encounter difficulties in our work.
那这个困难包括阻挡跟逼迫。
These difficulties include oppositions and persecutions.
因此我们看第四章里面彼得遇到逼迫。
In chapter 4, Peter met with persecution.
起初这个逼迫是因为他们所传的道这些人不能够接受。
Initially, the persecutions arose because these people refused to accept his preaching.
第二节写讲耶稣传耶稣使人复活。
Because in chapter 4, verse 2, it says that they preached in Jesus the resurrection from the dead.
这个跟他们的信仰不同，所以他就被抓去审判了。
Peter was arrested. Because he preached something that was contradictory to the faith of these Jews.
但是到了第五章，现在已经不只是说思想形态的不同。
But in chapter 5, the persecution was no longer due to just differences in doctrine.
先看第十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
大祭司和一切同人，就是撒都该教门的都起来，满心记恨，就下手拿住使徒，收在外监里。这个地方说他们满心记恨。
They were filled with indignation.
所以这个已经不是纯粹宗教原因了。
So by now the motivation was no longer just religious.
但不管什么原因，彼得后来被下到监牢里面。
Regardless of the reason of the persecution, Peter was imprisoned.
那我们看彼得在逼迫当中的表现。
Let's look at how Peter conducted himself in persecution.
很重要就是他知道神叫他拣选做什么。
A very important point is that he knew what God had called him to do.
他知道他所遇到的逼迫是要阻挡完成神的工作。
He knew that the persecutions he was undergoing was for the purpose of obstructing the work of God.
所以在逼迫中如果他退缩他就没有办法完成神的托付。
He knew that if he shrinks back, he would not be able to complete God's mission.
所以第四章他求神加添他们力量，放胆讲神的道。
Therefore, in chapter 4, they prayed together so that they may be bold to proclaim the word of God.
让他们行之其事行出来。
They also prayed so that God's miracles and signs can be performed.
使神的话能够被传开。
and that the word of God may be spread.
因此在逼迫当中，彼得继续做神要叫他做的工作。
Therefore, in persecution, Peter continued to do the work that God had assigned him.
这是一种非常重要的态度。
This is a very important attitude.
因为有时候我们遇到困难我们本身不愿意受苦，所以我们就停下来。
Sometimes we stop serving because we're afraid of suffering.
有时候神的工作就因为这样停顿了。
And as a result, the work of God comes to a halt.
但显然彼得是继续在传道的耶。
But Peter continued to preach.
那到了十二章，我们看彼得受逼迫的时候。
In chapter 12, Peter met with another persecution.
他能够超越那个逼迫的苦难。
Here we see that he transcended the sufferings of persecution.
我们看十二章。
Chapter 12.
第六节
Verse 6,
西律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条锁链睡在两个兵丁当中。然后我们看第七节
7,
忽然有主的使者站在旁边，屋里有天使照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁拍醒了他。所以我们看这个彼得其实在监牢里面脚镣手铐扣住了。
Peter was in chains and in prison.
那个是一个很难过的一个经验。
It must have been a very difficult experience.
但是彼得能够在那个地方睡觉。
But Peter was able to fall asleep.
因为他内心有平安。
Because he had peace in his heart.
因为内心有平安，所以他能够超越外在的苦难。
Because of the peace in his heart, he transcended.The external sufferings.
所以我们在彼得受监牢里面可以看到他里面那丰盛的生命。
From the way Peter conducted himself in prison, we can see the abundant life in him.
因为有这个丰盛的生命，所以外在的监牢没有办法捆绑他内心的这种平安。
Because of this peace within him, the outward sufferings could not bind.Or affect his inner peace.
那这种内心的平安跟喜乐既然充满着，所以监牢就不再这么可怕。
And because he was so filled with peace, the imprisonment no longer seemed so dreadful.
所以受苦本身不是可怕。
Suffering itself is not dreadful.
如果我们清楚神同在，有平安跟喜乐。
As long as we are very clear about God's presence and His joy and peace.
做圣工最可怕的就是我们在受苦当中，你没有感觉到神同在。
The most dreadful thing about doing God's work is while you're suffering, you don't experience God's presence.
没有那种平安跟喜乐。
You don't experience His peace and joy.
我们就很难再继续做下去了。
Then it will be very difficult for you to continue.
所以从这里我们可以看出来，做圣工那种内在灵性的成长，这是一个很重要的条件。
Therefore, it is very important for us to grow spiritually while we serve God.
我们外在遇到很多困难，但我们的内心是跟神连在一起的。
Even though we may encounter difficulties externally, yet inwardly we are always connected to God.
所以我们的内心非常平安。
And that will give us a true sense of peace within.
那在第五章里面，我们看彼得离开公会，心里很高兴，喜乐。
According to chapter 5, after Peter left the Sanhedrin, he was rejoicing.
因为算是配为这个名受辱。
Because he thought he was counted worthy to suffer for Jesus' name.
所以可见彼得在受苦当中找到意义。
Peter found meaning in his suffering.
今天我们信耶稣对受苦能够解释，这个是跟没有信仰的人最大的不同。
Today, as Christians, we can have a good, an answer to our sufferings, and that is very different from how the people of this world suffer.
我们听到很多在外在的人受苦，把它归作倒霉、运气不好，什么很多的原因。
When people outside the church meet with sufferings, they understand them as misfortune or bad luck.
或者因为受苦就怨天尤人。
And they complain against God and or grumble against others.
但是当我们在服侍神的过程中受苦。
But while we serve God, if we suffer while we serve God,
如果我们有属灵的智慧，
if we have spiritual wisdom,
我们可以看清楚为什么这个苦难会临到。
We will see very clearly the purpose of our suffering.
我们可以解释。
We will have an answer.
我们可以从里面找到意义。
And we'll be able to find meaning.
那这个受苦本身就不是最可怕的。
Then our suffering is not dreadful.
所以我们在使徒他们受苦当中，也让我们学习到，我们服侍神受苦是难免的。
Through the experience of the apostles, we can understand that it is almost inevitable that we suffer in serving God.
但是我们要怎么来面对我们服侍神的当中的一些苦？
The important thing is how you handle and face all these difficulties.
但这一些苦难，我们到最后都发现，他们没有工作，神的工作没有被捆绑。
And ultimately, despite all these oppositions, God's work is never bound.
他们继续传福音，福音继续兴旺。
The gospel continued to be spread, and the church prospered.
所以人可以被捆绑，神的工作不会受阻挡。
While human beings can be in chain, the word of God can never be in chain.
这是他从外邦人所受的苦难。从外人的逼迫。
So these were persecutions that came from outside the church.
但是在教会信徒内也有一些困难。
At the same time, there were also difficulties within the church.
在第十章记载哥尼流信主。
According to chapter 10, house of Cornelius came to the Lord.
使徒行传里面有很多的突破。
There are many points of breakthrough in Acts.
哥尼流信主，这是一个种族的突破。
The conversion of Cornelius and his household was a breakthrough in racial boundaries.
使徒行传第一章一直到第九章，所有基督徒都是犹太人。
From chapters 1 through 9 of Acts, all of the believers were Jews.
那第十章开始有外族人来信主。
But starting from chapter 10, Gentiles begin to be converted.
那后来保罗他们去做宣道旅途。
Later, Paul conducted missionary journeys.
到了十三章。
In chapter 13,
他看到犹太人不接受。
When he saw that the Jews refused to accept,
他就说你们断定自己不配得永生。
He said, you have counted yourself unworthy to receive eternal life.
那福音就转往外邦人去了。
From that point on, he turned to the Gentiles.
所以我们可以看出来，如果这个使徒行传是一个蓝图，真耶稣教会虽然在初期到现在都是大部分都是中国人。
If we consider Acts as our blueprint for today's church, we can see that up to this point, the true Jesus church has been predominantly Asian.
但是福音要传遍地极，主耶稣才会再来。
But the gospel must be spread throughout the world before the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
那不分种族，不分阶级，不分男女，在基督里面要合一。
And in Christ, there shouldn't be any barriers or distinctions between race and status.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
所以我们可以看到，在神这个旨意之下，将来福音一定会传到外族人。
According to the will of God, the gospel will be spread through all nations.
但是神有神的时候。
But God has His timetable.
神的时候到，你就发现做这个事情很简单。
When God's time arrives, this it becomes an easy task.
我记得从1980年代开始，就每一次 NCC 都在讲怎么把福音传给白人。
Starting in the 1980s, every national church conference we discussed how to preach the gospel to the non-Asians.
你如果把档案调出来，很厚。
And you can still find the archive. We had a lot of documents that came from our discussions.
那要怎么做？那里面很多。
There are many discussions on how to make this happen.
但是我们发现不是这么简单。
But in reality, it's not that simple.
神有神的时候。
God has His own time.
神的时候还没有到，我们要走在神的面前，这个很难
If God's time is not here yet, we cannot walk ahead of God.
但是我们在看到当神开始在动工。
But if God begins to move.
忽然间你就发现有一些不同种族的人来信主很简单。
You'll discover that it is actually very easy for people of different races to come together to believe in the Lord.
那不是人刻意去做什么出来的。
And this is not something that any human being can accomplish.
是神亲自在感动，在工作的。
Because only God Himself can move and make things happen.
所以这个使徒行传福音传给哥尼流，这个不是人计划的。
When the gospel came to Cornelius, it wasn't due to human planning.
这是神的旨意，在神的时候成全的。
It was completely due to God's will and according to God's timetable.
哥尼流祷告看异象。
Cornelius prayed and saw a vision.
叫他要请彼得来。
And he was told to send for Peter.
彼得祷告也看异象。
Peter also saw a vision in his prayer.
说不洁净也可以再来吃。
And he was told to eat the unclean food.
那这个两个异象连在一起。
When you put the two visions together,
就是意思要把福音传给外邦人。
The message is that the gospel was to come to the Gentiles.
因为几千年来的传统啊，犹太人才是神的选民。
For many thousands of years, the Jews' tradition was that only the Jews could be the chosen people.
非犹太人就叫外邦。
All of the non-Jews were considered Gentiles.
那现在这个福音要传给外邦人，这是要突破几千年的传统，这不是这么简单人能够接受的。
For the gospel to reach the Gentiles, it had to break through thousands of years of tradition, and that's very difficult to do.
所以先有这个两个意象连在一起，这样很清楚神的带领。
But God revealed to two people the two visions at the same time, and it was very evident that God was at work.
然后彼得到哥尼流的家。
And Peter came to Cornelius' house.
那我们看第十章。
Chapter 10.
四十四节
，verse 44。
彼得还说这个话，圣灵就降在一切听到人身上。
While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word.
彼得正在讲话，圣灵降临有两个意思。
While Peter spoke, the Holy Spirit fell on them, and there are two meanings to these.
第一个就是彼得讲的是真理。
The first meaning is that what Peter said was the truth.
因为有真理，才有圣灵的浇灌。
Because what he said was the truth, the Holy Spirit fell on them.
那第二个，这个代表神接受他们。
And the second meaning is that it was a sign of God's acceptance of these Gentiles.
所以四十七节说，彼得说，这一些人受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能够禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
That's why in verse 47, Peter asked, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?"
所以圣灵的降临代表神接纳哥尼流外邦人来信主。
Therefore, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon these Gentiles is a sign that God had accepted these Gentiles as believers.
既然这个样子，所以彼得就敢突破传统给他们施洗。
And since that was the case, Peter had the courage to accept these Gentiles and baptize them.
所以彼得在做这一件事情啊，是很清楚的看到神的带领跟祝福。
Therefore, Peter carried out this work because he had clearly seen God's guidance and approval.
是了解神的旨意。
He knew God's will.
但是到了十一章。
But when we come to chapter 11,
我们就发现有一些人就不能够了解你为什么这样做。
Well, we can see that some people in the church did not understand what Peter was doing.
十一节，第一节。
Verse 1.
使徒在犹太人众弟兄听说外邦人受了神的道。第二节
，two，
及至彼得上耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩。那第三节
，three，
说你进入未收割礼人的家，和他们一同吃饭。所以这有一些人，人就跟他争辩。
These people debated with Peter。
当然对他有一个误会。
They misunderstood him。
就是你为什么给外邦人施洗
？They challenged him and asked him why he baptized Gentiles.
所以我们今天在做圣工啊，有时候啊，我们所做的特别没有传统，神给你一个新的意象，你去做的时候很难被接受。
Sometimes if God gives us a vision that may be contradictory to tradition, we may be challenged.
但是这常常是圣工一个新的方向。
But oftentimes this is a mark of a new direction in sacred work.
那人常常太熟悉于传统，以至于我们没有办法接受新的。
Oftentimes human beings are so accustomed to tradition that they're unwilling to accept something new.
不过传统是对的。
While tradition can be right.
但是新的东西也不一定是错的。
That does not rule out the fact that new things can be right too.
所以对一些人没有办法再了解这个新的是怎么来的，有什么圣经根据，有什么神的带领，有什么神的同在的明证。
People may not understand at first how something new can be according to God's will and confirmed by God.
那我们这样做，你是成全神的旨意，但是你一定会受苦。
And before we come to a common understanding, if you do something, that's new, you may have to suffer.
所以彼得就看那些人就来跟他争辩。
And that's what happened to Peter. These people contended with him.
那这个争辩呢，彼得就要解释，彼得的回应啊，就是要解释。
And Peter's response was to explain to them.
所以我们看这个彼得的从受逼迫到这里被误会，彼得没有动一点血气。
Well, Peter was being misunderstood, and they contended with him. Peter did not use his fleshly courage to respond.
这个被逼迫、被误会，这都不是属灵的。
Being misunderstood and being persecuted are all unspiritual things.
如果我们都在相同的属灵的灵层上，就不会有逼迫跟误会。
If all of the believers are on the same spiritual level, then there wouldn't be any persecutions towards one another.
出于不是属灵的逼迫跟误会，彼得的回应是用属灵的。
Even though the contention was not spiritual, yet Peter's response was spiritual.
这个今天是我们服事间一个非常重要的态度。
This is a very important attitude in serving God.
如果别人对我们的误会，或者说逼迫了。
People may misunderstand us and even persecute us.
我们用不是属灵的方法来回应。
Now, if we respond to them with unspiritual attitudes,
那虽然我们做的工作本身是合神旨意，
even though the work we may be doing, we are doing may be according to God's will,
但是我们在回应那个不合神的旨意跟逼迫跟误会的这个不合神的旨意的方法本身就造成教会的伤害。
But if we respond to unspiritual actions, with unspiritual reaction, then it will cause damage to the church.
所以雅各书里面说什么叫做上头的智慧？
According to James, what is the wisdom from above?
这个是我们服事神非常重要的一点。
This is a very important point in serving God.
不但要解决问题，
Not only do we aim to solve problems,
而且解决问题能够带给教会造就而不是伤害。
We should also aim to edify the church in the process of resolving the problem.
我们看雅各书的第三章。
Please turn to James chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。十七节。
17.
唯独上头来的智慧，先是清洁的，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。这里说啊，没有偏见。
Without partiality.
彼得对这些人没有偏见。
Peter showed no partiality.
在没有假冒。
Without hypocrisy.
他的讲的话都是实实在在，神怎么带领，不是假造。
Everything he said was according to God's guidance. It wasn't made up.
前面是和平的，温良的，柔顺的。
Peaceable, gentle, willing to yield.
所以我们看十一章，彼得就开始解释。
And according to Acts 11, Peter started to explain it to them.
神怎么带领他们?
He explained to them how God guided them.
神怎么祝福他们?
How God blessed them.
解释完之后,
After the explanation,
十八节,
verse 18,
众人听见这个话不言语了, 只归荣耀于神。
They heard these, when they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God.
说这样, 神也是外邦人叫他们悔改得生命了。
God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.
所以这个彼得走在前面这一步，现在被接受了。
What Peter had begun to do is now accepted by all.
神的名得到荣耀了。
God's name was glorified.
因为彼得回应的方法是属灵的，是从上头来的智慧。
And this was because Paul responded in a spiritual way according to the wisdom that is from above.
这个就是我们今天需要学习的。
That is a goal that we should all learn to do. To do.
那第十章我们看第五彼得工作的突破。
Let's now look at the next point, the breakthrough in Peter's work.
所以我们刚刚已经提出来，这个突破是神的带领。
As we mentioned, breakthroughs are due to God's guidance.
彼得在祷告的时候看到异象。
Peter saw a vision in his prayer.
所以很多事情其实神都有他的计划。
In many things, God has His own plan.
就是我们不知道神的时候。
Sometimes we may just not be aware of God's time.
因此我们真的不晓得怎么办的时候，我们只能够祷告。
While we may be at a loss, if we're at a loss, we should pray.
神在他预定的时候要成全他预定的旨意。
God will accomplish His purpose according to His time.
然后事情就一字一字显明出来，一步一步步骤就出来。
And things will gradually unfold.
这个叫做与神同行。
And that is what it means to walk with God.
神看不到啊。
We cannot see God.
但是要与神同行。
But we need to walk with Him.
那神看不到，你怎么跟与神同行呢？
How can you possibly walk with God if you don't see Him?
你就要与神同心。
then you need to have the same heart with God.
那怎么是与神同心呢？
How can we have the same heart with God?
就是基督活在我们里面。
We need to let Christ live in our hearts.
有基督的心。
We need to have the heart of Christ
在我们里面。
Within us.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
十五节
，verse 15。
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。十六节
，16。
但我们曾知道主的心去教导他，但是我们是有基督的心的、啊。这里说属灵的人能够看透万事。
He who is spiritual judges all things。
什么叫做看透万事
？What does it mean to judge all things？
对神的心呢、啊，能够看得很清楚。
It means to have a very perceptive, a good understanding of God's heart.
但是人很难看透他。
But he is rightly judged by no one.
因为他里面有神的心。
Because God's heart is in this person.
所以属血气的人很难看透。
Those who are fleshly cannot understand him.
因此我们在做圣工当中，这种神的心在里面教导我们看透万事，这个是一个最重要的关键。
Therefore, it's crucial.For God's heart to be in us when we serve God, and so that we may perceive and judge all things.
我们就能够与神同行，走在神的脚步上，跟神同步。
Then we can walk with God and be in the same steps with God.
但是很可能这会受苦。
But this may entail suffering.
跟彼得一样。
Just like Peter went through suffering.
我们再进入保罗。
Let's now talk about Paul.
罗马书十一章的十三节。
Romans chapter 11 verse 13.
罗马书十一章的十三节
Romans 11:13
我对你们外邦人说这个话因为我是外邦人的使徒所以敬重我的职分
For I speak to you Gentiles inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles I magnify my ministry
这个地方说我是外邦人的使徒
I am an apostle to the Gentiles
那我敬重我的职分
I magnify my ministry
传福音给外邦人这是保罗的工作
It was Paul's assignment to preach to the Gentiles
那有因为只要有这个工作他从神领受这个职分就是使徒的职分
And because of this work he had received the apostolic ministry
这告诉我们今天我们在教会里面有时候职分也是很重要的
While the ministry or the assignment in the church is important.
我们有一个职分呢，你就可以做没有职分不能做的事情。
While you have the ministry entrusted to you, you can do things that you cannot otherwise do.
当然，职分是带有一个压力，带有一个责任。
If you're entrusted with a responsibility or ministry, then that involves pressure.
而且这个职分本身这是神的一种托付。
And this ministry is being entrusted by God.
这是一个荣耀的职分。
And it is a glorious ministry.
所以我们在教会里面呢，如果神验证我们要托付我们什么职分呢，最好不要推辞。
So in the church, if God gives us, entrusts us with a ministry or responsibility, we should try not to decline.
被选立做负责人，要是按立做长老之事。
Whether it's being elected as council members or being ordained as a minister.
因为这个职分本身有一些神的托付在里面。
Because along with the ministry comes with the entrustment of God.
我们不接受这个职分，有其他工作你可以做，但是这个职分里面的工作你没有办法做。
While you can do many church works, but without this entrustment, you cannot do some of the tasks in the church.
那常常这个职分所要显明那个工作对教会是特别重要。
And oftentimes, what comes with the ministry is particularly important to the church.
所以众人以为美的要留心去做。
So we should be careful to do what everyone deems good.
那神验证我们，我们不可以推辞。
And if God esteems us, we should not decline.
那每个人领受职分，完成神的托付，圣工就会发展。
If all of us live up to the entrusting from God, then we will prosper this work of God.
让你期待默祷。
Let's pray in silence.